What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass as we look forward to Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Link with some snow showers in the forecast. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Did you know that scrunched and strength are the longest one-syllable words in the English language?
What's that first word?
Scrunched.
Scrunched.
Yeah, scrunched and strength.
What does scrunched mean?
See, I had to look that up, but I don't know. As of right now, it's okay. Inconclusive. But
like
I
didn't get that far.
But you know what's funny? Because I was, I followed this guy on Twitter, and he said that squirrel is one of the longest one-syllable words in the English language. And so it got me going down the rabbit hole, and I was like, what is the longest one-syllable word in the English language? So it's two. And it means making a crushing noise.
Oh, okay. You know,
it's making a crushing noise.
Crunch or crumple. All right.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is what my goal for the show is, that people get smarter every day. People may feel by 2 o'clock they get dumber after listening to me for 4 hours, but I think at 10 o'clock they get smarter every day.
No, it's just like bringing different things.
Yeah.
And it's the algorithm, man. It really is. Like when I tell you my algorithm is all over the place. They got thick wood hard. In some ways, I kind of, to a lesser extent, I relate to, you know, some of the stuff that Joe the camera is talking about.
Well, we'll get to that as the show goes
along. Yeah.
Joe in his bathtub yesterday tweeting, all right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, Hugh, so I've been thinking the last couple days, and we've had a lot of discussion here on the Midday Show and all of WIP about Jalen Hurts and about the passing game. And it's like my mind goes to one place, and then I kind of stop myself, and I'm like, so we've talked for four straight days here now. This will be day number four. After another win, and after another game where the Eagles win without much question. I mean, they won the game by 12 points on Sunday against the Packers. They have won all but one game since the end of September. And the one game that they didn't win, Jalen Hurts obviously got knocked out of. Yet, Hugh, all we talk about is the passing game. So here's what I'm wondering here. Is this actually a big deal, or do we just talk about it because we're afraid it's going to become a big deal? Hugh, like this passing game, we could be honest about it. We could be fair. It's not great, right? They have some great players. I think they're capable of doing more at times, but they run the ball more and they play defense. But is the Eagles passing game, Hugh Douglas, a big deal as we enter the now three games to go to try to win a Lombardi here?
You know what? Before I answer the question, allow me to long talk for
just a moment.
Because I was thinking about this as we were setting up the show, and I'm thinking about how the national media and how they have to talk about stories and how we get to talk about stories a little bit because we're local. And, you know, being a guy that has been one of those national pundits and everything, just thinking back to some of those meetings that I was in. And a lot of times when you hear stories and you talk about stories, it's more about the reaction of how you feel in that moment. And then you respond, you know, based on how you feel in that moment. The benefit of being here and having boots on the ground and being a part of these stories and seeing it, how they play out and seeing guys on a day-to-day basis, it allows me the time to kind of reflect and think about different things, about, you know, this team and all this other stuff. And to answer your question, Joe, in the long form of talking, no, not really. No, not at all. Because I feel like this team is doing what it needs to do to win the day. You know, and I know that, and you know, I got a chance last night. I had a little bit of time to listen to some of the callers. Callers tonight, I know I've said this before, but I'll say it again. They're different.
Hugh, that was my life for 5 years. Those are my people.
They're different. And the undertone, for me, it was more the undertone of the dislike for the quarterback trying to be masked in, you know, intellectual conversation. You know what I mean? Just say, I think you would do yourself a better, you'd do yourself a service by just saying, I don't like the quarterback, more so than trying to hurt yourself or bend your back, break your back, trying to, you know, give you all these reasons why he's not this, that, or the third. The bottom line is this. Jalen Hurts is not playing great right now. He's not playing bad, but he's not playing great. Jalen Hurts is playing well enough to win football games right now. And going into this game this weekend, I'm talking in the long form a little bit. Thank you for allowing me this.
No, you got it.
Going into this game this weekend, let's put all the intangibles into the equation. It's going to be inclement weather. It's going to be inclement weather. Inclement weather for a team that throws the ball does not bode well. I had a chance to listen to Jason Kelce this morning, and he talked about that. Played offensive line, by the way, and he talked about how in games like this, when teams that are primarily passing teams come into a situation like this, they tend to struggle. So, with that being said, I need people just to sit back and get out of your feelings for like a few seconds and just look at it like this. I want Jalen Hurts to throw as much as he needs to throw, hand the ball to Saquon Barkley. That's all you have to do. I have said this, and many other people before me have said this, many other people nationally have said this. Your best asset at this time of the year is your running game. We run the ball extremely well. But for the last couple of weeks and the last couple of days, we're harping on the quarterback play and whether or not he can throw the football. That's going to become a factor as we move through these playoffs. But guess what, people? It's not a factor this week. This is the equivalent to me about worrying about my car note after I just paid my car note. I'm worried about the next one.
The next one, yeah.
I'm worried about – I got a whole month to worry about that next car note. I got a whole month. I just made the payment yesterday. But now I'm complaining about next month's car note, and I got a whole month to figure that out. What are we doing? Like, seriously, what are we doing?
Yeah, we're worrying. I mean, we may be worrying for no reason. 215-592-9494. Good long talk in there, Hugh, and I like the analogy at the end. Now, let me hit you guys with two analogies. Then we're going to hear from Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown. I've got two analogies to this because I do think this is a big deal. I think it's been masked by the Eagles' ability to win games a certain way. And to Hugh's point with the weather this weekend, they may be able to win another game a certain way on Sunday against the Los Angeles Rams. But I do think at some point that next car note is coming or the next challenge is coming, likely next week in Detroit and then the Super Bowl after that. So here's how I feel. I'm going to give you two analogies. One, kind of like Hugh's car note analogy, and the other one, a more recent sports analogy that we just experienced here in Philadelphia. All right, so the real-life analogy is, I'm sure a lot of people probably can relate to this, where, yeah, maybe you don't really eat the best and you don't exercise much, but every year you go to the doctor and they say, you're good.
Talking about me?
No, I knew you were going to think I was, and I wasn't. But a lot of people might feel that one. Right, like you don't really take care of yourself. You don't exercise much, and you go to the doctor, and he says or she says, "See you next year."
Yeah, they probably ain't gonna do that though.
Eventually, one of the times you go, they're gonna say, "Oh, things are not looking as good. You got to make some changes here." And maybe you will, and hopefully that's great for you. But if you don't, eventually that could cost anyone in life. And that's the way I view the passing game. Like they could keep winning like this, but there's going to be a day where Doc might say, hey, we need to make some changes here. Are the Eagles ready to make those changes and win a game by throwing the football? We'll see. The other one, and this one, I've had this one in my head for a while, and I really hope that a week or two from now I'm not bringing it up again. But Hugh, something about the way the Eagles are winning and the way they play and their passing game reminds me of the Phillies last season and their offense. And what I mean by that is last year the Phillies were what? A pitching team, right? They were a great pitching team. And I think we could see as the season was going along, that offense was really up and down. If Schwarber and Harper weren't bombing the ball out, they didn't score much. Kind of like if Saquon's not running the ball all over the place, Eagles aren't moving the football much. And we kept saying, well, all right, hopefully they'll figure it out by October. And the pitching will be great, and they don't have to score a lot of runs. Well, they got to October, and unfortunately, their pitching failed them in that moment. And in game one, game three, game four against the Mets, they allowed 6 runs, 7 runs, 4 runs. And those were the days they needed the offense to be better. And unfortunately, they scored 2 runs, 2 runs, and 1 run, and they were out in 4 games. And I look, this defense for the Eagles is incredible. That Phillies pitching staff for most of last year was incredible. I mean, they had 3 guys that got Cy Young votes. And their bullpen for a lot of the year was incredible. But unfortunately, in a big moment, their pitching fell. And they needed their offense to fix to help them. And said their chase rate, which I think you could kind of compare to the Eagles passing game, it was choppy all year. I don't want that to be this Eagles team. Is this a big deal? I think it is. 215-592-9494. Let's hear the quarterback yesterday, his weekly press conference. Jalen talking about his play, the passing game, and kind of the approach week to week.
I think you guys need to understand that I don't play the game for anything other than to win. And my role in each game will be different. And the approach in each game is different. And, you know, you just want to go out there and do your job and take advantage of opportunities, obviously. And I think some things are magnified a little bit more because there's less opportunity in certain areas. But ultimately, it's about winning the game. You know, we're talking about playoff football.
So, Hugh, I mean, I agree with his large point. He's just doing what the coaches are asking him to do, and he's not going to be given the opportunity to throw 40 times. He knows that. We know that. But it's just funny the way he talks there. Like, yeah, I'm just doing what it takes to win the game.
Well, you know what? And again, this is why I'm glad I'm here, and I get a chance to elaborate on what I interpret Jalen is saying. Jalen's frustrated a little bit. He's frustrated because he knows he's not playing well, but they're still winning, and he gets another opportunity. But this is all that's being talked about is the play of the quarterback. And what he's saying is, and he's saying it in a defiant way, and I know it probably rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, but just think about how it would be. And I'm not asking you to sympathize with Jalen. I'm just saying. But just think about what he's going through. How it would be if everywhere you turn, you hear about how bad you're playing. Like, seriously. And you've been, and I give Jalen credit, man. For years, the one time that I had a chance to see him here and we talked about, in passing, I said, hey, I work on the station or whatever. And he let me know flat out, I don't listen to the station. I was like, hey, that's cool. I don't blame you. I don't blame you. But I think it's starting to wear on him a little bit because he knows, like, nobody understands the pressure that he's under more so than Jalen does. And he understands what his legacy means by this playoff run. This is the best team. Hands down, it could be argued, but I believe it's the best team in the playoffs right now. Only thing that they have to do is finish writing in the chapters. They just got to finish this thing out. And if it plays out the way that this roster says it should play out, we should be exactly where we want to be. But it takes time to get there, and I think that's why most people are upset. Most people are kind of in their feelings a little bit because what we're doing is this. We're projecting about how we should play when we get ready to play the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, but that's what I've been doing for weeks.
You know what I'm saying? But we're not there yet. We got different stages that we have to go through. You know, it's kind of like Mike Tyson's punch. I remember Mike Tyson. You got to fight the Sandman and Ball Bull and Glass Joe and all them other cats.
Who are the Rams?
Before you get to the Rams are Mike. At this point, the Rams are the guy that you fight right before Mike Tyson. I can't remember which one. Who was that?
I got him as Glass Joe.
Was it Glass Joe?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I can't remember who the guy they fought before Mike Tyson. But the point is this. Every fight that you go into before you get to that main fight, there's a different strategy that's needed to win that fight. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
And right now, we know the strategy that's going to be needed to fight Mike Tyson. But we got to get to that point. And before we get to that point, we have to strategize and do things a certain way in order to get to that point. Now, I say all that because I'm doing a little long talking this morning. But I say all that
it's
to say
this. A
lot
of long talking.
Long. I've been like I'm on the pulpit this morning just trying to drop this knowledge on y'all. But I say all that to say this. This weekend, people, look at it like from this weekend alone, do you think that the passing game is going to be prevalent in order for us to win this game? Or do you think it's going to be necessary in order for us to win this game?
I don't think it's going to be as imperative as it will be next week. No, especially
okay,
with, the weather.
Let's stay in this moment. Let's stay right here. Let's stay right here in this moment and get past this obstacle against a team that's coming off a day less rest than we have and had to travel as much as they had. Let's do this. And I know I'm asking a lot because that's not how we do. But let's just do this. Let's get past this week. So, and then next week, everything that we're worried about, now we can talk about it.
So you tell me to box my worries away.
Box your worries
box
away,
box my
man.
Worries, just like we did with the Don't, Phillies. You box
your
worries.
You already paid the car note, dog. Go ahead and let that you got 30 days.
That next note's coming.
It's coming, but you got 30 days to figure it out.
All right.
Let that car note go ahead, dog. You just paid the car note.
I was, your long talking afforded me a chance to look at the Punch-Out characters. So we had Challenger, Glass Joe, Piston Hurricane, Bald Bull.
Yes.
Kid Quick.
E-Honda? Was E-Honda? No, Piston Honda?
Pizza Pasta.
Pizza Pasta.
And then Mr. Sandman.
Mr. Sandman.
Yeah, that's the big one. All right, let's also hear from A.J. Brown. He spoke yesterday. One catch, 10 yards on Sunday. Here's A.J. on how he's feeling, how he was feeling, and the pass game.
A.J., how did the knee feel after the game? And I know you weren't at practice today. Was that the same as last week, just managing it?
Yeah, I felt fine after the game. You know, came out clean, and, you know, it's just all a part of the plan. You know, I'll be out there tomorrow. So.
Did you feel like yourself out there on Sunday, or did you feel like your knee impacted you?
No, I was fine, moving around fine. You know, I was open, and, you know, I was cool.
Hugh, the end there caught my attention. He said I was open.
Yeah.
I mean, he only caught, usually if he's open, he gets one more. He has more than one catch for 10 yards. That was, because the first watch I had, Hugh, I didn't think he was open that much. He felt he was open, though.
I mean, isn't his name always open?
That's his name.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know a receiver. Listen, I don't want to play with nobody who doesn't feel like they're always open, even if they're not. I mean, that's just how it is, man. Yeah. And I'm not holding that against AJ, even if he wasn't open.
Yeah, I just thought about it because he had one catch for 10 yards. He thinks he's open. He probably wants more. 215-592-9494. Is the passing game a big deal or not? Where do you come down as the Eagles, I recognize, have won all but one football game since the end of September, but I do think this is a big deal and will be as we move forward here. Kyle, what are you feeling on this as the Eagles have gotten away with a shaky pass game for a long time now?
Yeah, so two quick comments. I don't think two things here can be true at the same time. That A.J. Brown is always open, and that no one was getting open for Jalen Hurts against the Packers.
Yeah, you got to pick your fighter on that.
Yeah, and like I agree with A.J. If he's one-on-one, then he is open. There's a difference between being open, wide open, and NFL open, where you can throw a guy open and make it so. And I'm sorry, but far be it for me to believe that Jalen Hurts went two quarters in that game without completing a pass, all for the sake of winning a football game. So that bothered me a little bit, but I was going to make the same analogy you did, Joe, about the Phillies thing, is that, wow, this pitching is so great. It's not like, you know, best record in the majors for a long time. This isn't an issue that the hitting is really streaky. And then all of a sudden it was, and we didn't really have the luxury we didn't really get a chance to fix it, right? Because I guess at least as fans, we all kind of ignored it. And I also go back to the 10-1 start for the Eagles last year. Like, have we not learned our lesson in this city that just because they're winning or, you know, things on the surface will tell you that it's okay, that it's not? Like, when we see issues, like, sometimes there might actually be issues. And they bit the Eagles right in the rear end last season, and they completely fell apart. Now, this team, granted, is completely different from that team. But I only make that analogy to say that there is a flaw here, and we can't just sit around and say, well, it hasn't bitten us yet, and then all of a sudden it does, and guess what? We're sitting at home, and we're watching the NFC Championship game with the freaking Los Angeles Rams going to Detroit, where that's where we should be. So, of course, it's a big deal, and anyone who thinks otherwise is just keeping their head in the sand.
215-592-9494. Is the Eagles passing game a big deal? Where do you come down as we head towards this Rams game? Just quickly to hit you with a stat, we used this yesterday. Shio Kapadia, friend of the show, friend of the station, he writes for The Ringer. He put this out yesterday. Out of a sample of 224 playoff games in the last 10 years, so the last 10 years of playoff football, 224 quarterback games, Jalen Hurts' wild card performance ranked 205th in dropback success rate. There have been 15 times the last 10 years a quarterback was that low on the metric. All those guys lost. Except Jalen Hurts won, which makes this so interesting because it's like it's not a big deal because they're winning, but it feels like one to me. 215-592-9494. JD in Southwest Philly starts us off. Good morning, JD.
Hey, good morning. Give me a second. Let me pull my head out of the sand since Kyle just told me my
go
head.
Ahead. Yeah, well, you can't talk with your head in the sand. You got to get it out.
Listen, let me explain something to you. I'm going to give you an exact reason why those analogies of the Phillies is dead wrong, right?
Okay.
The reason why those analogies are wrong is because we were burnt by the Phillies two previous years with the same problem. Like, we've seen it, and it happened. And it was like, okay, well, it happened again. So in those instances, if you want to bring up the Phillies and be scared about, you know, postseason and them not showing up, that's fine. The only thing you guys are going off right now is history. History says that we should look a certain way with the talent that we have. And I grant it, if that's what you want to bring up, that's fine. But you're not going to sit here and make it seem like, you know, this guy, on the contrary, I could say that actually every time Jalen's been in a big game, he's shown up. We've never not seen him show up in a big game. Not once.
Well, what is that? Hold on. What does it mean, okay. What do you mean, show up in a big game? In the playoff game last year, he scored nine points.
He showed his ass.
He scored 9 points in a playoff game last year.
Okay. You want to use the outlier, and that's the same thing Kyle did when he was making the example of last year. Okay, you want to use that one time last year when everything was just off
but
the
rails. But it's just, hold on, JD, but like you came on, and your point was every time. And then I just simply point out every time is inaccurate, and now I'm asking you to make sense of it.
Okay. So let me excuse me. He hasn't shown up one time in the playoffs.
Yeah,
Can you say? Let's just look at it. Let's look at it this way. Can you say that he's shown up more times in big games than he's not?
Yes.
And I'm talking about regular season as well.
Yeah, you should have framed it.
I got you on that one.
Cooked.
So give him the benefit of the doubt then. Give him the benefit of the doubt.
So, JD, there's two things. Like, will he show up? Yeah, I don't expect Jalen Hurts to go to Detroit next week and throw up all over himself. I don't think he's going to have five picks in a game and we're going to talk about how awful. I don't think that. But there's a line between, hey, this is kind of like blah, this passing game, and hey, we need it to be really good, and I haven't seen enough of that this year. That's it. I don't think he's bad. I don't think he's going to play terrible next week. But if they need more, I haven't seen much of more.
But this is the thing, and this is my problem with what you're saying, Joe. Until we get actually burnt by it, like, relax.
But that's the Phillies thing. That's the Phillies offense last year.
That's a you problem.
No, it's an us problem. It's all of our problems, JD.
We haven't been burnt by it.
But that's what we said. But JD, but okay, and it's a good phone call, and I love your passion.
We haven't been burnt by the Eagles.
Yeah,
but we don't want this to happen again.
Right, it's just like, I'm sure we, somewhere on WIP, maybe it was our show, I forget. We probably had this same conversation about the Phillies.
Oh, we definitely had
in August and September. Are you worried about the offense? They're chasing again.
We definitely had this conversation.
And I guarantee
it's gonna be okay.
They have the best pitching staff. This is not gonna matter.
Yeah.
We did this already. Look, I get Hugh's point that this again, this particular week might not be the time because it's gonna be snowy on Sunday, but I do think this passing game is a big deal. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop board. Where do you come down? Is the Eagles passing game issues, and it's the way it is it a big deal or is it not? Where do you fall on this as they continue to win in a very certain way? Are your calls on this? Plus, we get to something Nick Sirianni said on the morning show this week after he got a chance to watch the tape. Did he think the receivers were getting open? That's next, your calls. Midday show on Sports Radio.